This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Tuesday, April 4th. The ETF industry had another record-breaking quarter. Investors poured $132 billion into the funds, the most ever in a quarter. Fixed income ETFs set their own inflow record. One of them, the iShares iBoxx High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, ticker HYG, is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Karen Shinoni, a fixed income strategist at BlackRock's iShares unit, says HYG was the first high-yield bond ETF and has hit several milestones.
It's weathered a variety of turbulent times in the bond market, whether it's the financial crisis, whether it's the treasury market downgrade, or even the recent failure of a mutual fund. We've seen increasingly amount of investors in the institutional side and the retail side turning to HYG to access high-yield bonds.
Shinoni says more investors are using HYG to access a liquid part of the bond market.
We're now seeing our high-yield bond ETF trading over $1 billion a day. And that is incremental liquidity above and beyond what is available in the high-yield bond market, particularly if you're trading individual securities.
HYG has seen outflows of about $435 million this year, according to Bloomberg data. Shinoni says this demonstrates one of the advantages of ETFs.
One of the benefits of accessing high yield in an ETF is the fact that you can put the exposure on when you need to, and you can also take it off when you need to. We've had an extraordinary amount of spread tightening occur in the high yield market. And so there are some investors who want to just take some of that money off the table. And I think that's why we're seeing some of the outflows occur in high yield.
Shinoni adds that many fixed income ETFs will mark their 10-year anniversaries this year, and their popularity demonstrates investor trust in the products. HYG has $18.7 billion in total assets and an expense ratio of 50 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.